At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it is Wednesday. We always get to talk TV, movies, streaming with our friend Nick Johnston from Vinyland.com. You can read his stuff there. He always writes about TV and movies. And we like to always see what's coming out this week, what we should be watching. So what do we got, Nick?
Well, I'll let you know, I survived the people's elbow I received from Black Adam last weekend. So, I'm all good. My neck's healing up, and I only broke, 20 bones as opposed to 45. But anyhow, this week it's an interesting week because there's not very much coming out aside from stuff streaming. There's one theatrical release I'm going to cover at the end. That is currently already out kind of in theaters, but it's having a very low and slow rollout. But we'll get to the first two, which are both on Netflix, and both are pretty much already out. So first up is the big streaming movie release of the week, which is The Good Nurse, which is somehow not a prequel to The Good Doctor or adjacent to it, but is actually a awards contender from Netflix. It played at TIFF earlier this year, and it stars two high wattage Academy Award nominated Academy Award winning actors in Eddie Redmayne and Jessica Chastain. And it tells the tale about what happens when you get a little too close to a colleague, and then you get wrapped up in some nightmarish incidents when people believe you've killed a patient of yours.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, if you want to watch Jessica Chastain act circles around Eddie Redmayne, I highly recommend checking out The Good Nurse, which has started streaming on Netflix today. And now on to the more festive stuff. It's Halloween week. There's so much fun stuff going on. You can always go back and watch any horror classic you want to. But there are, of course, great themed options around the holiday. And one of the biggest ones, I would say, is Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities, which arrived on Netflix. The first two installments arrived on Netflix today. And it is essentially, how do I describe this? It's kind of like the Twilight Zone, I guess, except it's all sort of adaptations of horror short stories, some written by Del Toro, others written by H.P. Lovecraft, others written by, all sorts of different people. And Del Toro sort of acts like the host figure for everybody. And it's all these great filmmakers like Jennifer Kent, who did The Babadook, Panos Cosmatos, who did Mandy, and a bunch of other really cool folks all getting together and doing basically an hour. So think of it as like eight short movies that you can check out. And from what I've heard, it seems to be getting a really rapturous response. People really are digging this.
Nice.
So if you need a couple of scares this weekend and you're stuck at home streaming whatever, the weather might be bad, or maybe your kid eats too much Halloween candy and or the dog eats too much Halloween candy, put him in the other room and watch this.
Right.
So yeah, that's the first two episodes are out, and the next six will be dropping on the lead up to Halloween.
Perfect.
Finally, our last, our theatrical release of the week is a movie that is probably already out in a theater near you, but I wanted to make a special acknowledgement of it because it's starting to slowly make its way into theaters where I'm at in Boston, and that is Terrifier 2, which is a movie about a demonic homicidal clown that was a crazy sort of success when it came out, the first one came out. It was sort of an under the water, streaming success that people, ran out and talked a lot about and did all these little challenges or whatever. And they've returned with the kind of horror sequel you typically don't see. And that is one that is takes the beautiful simplicity of the original movie and blows it up to 138 minutes. But it's really interesting. It's a sort of a grassroots kind of phenomenon. It was all crowdfunded. on like Indiegogo and other platforms and whatnot. And it's been slowly making its way throughout the country, and it's been making some interesting inroads in terms of like, you know, audiences and crossovers and all that sort of stuff. There's been lots of reports of people fainting and or vomiting and or passing out.
Oh boy.
In theaters because of the violence or whatever, which is, I don't believe for a single second. but if we're having nice hucksterism, William Castle style hucksterism back in movie theaters these days, that's a great thing to see. I hope Regal Cinemas takes the initiative just to start passing out barf bags when I go to see it. And anyway, Terrifier 2, there's a bunch of challenges on TikTok or whatever about this. So you can go and participate in this with your friends. It might be playing at a theater near you. I know it's definitely playing in my local theater starting on Friday. So it might take a little time to get out to you. But I hear, if nothing else, it'll be worth the cost of admission just to watch the audience.
Right, and I feel like clowns are already creepy enough, and then they put them in a movie like this, and they become even more creepy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And think about it. This guy wasn't even gifted with Bill Skarsgård's eyes. You know, he could do that eye-rolling thing that he did as Pennywise in the
end. Right.
He could actually do that. So, think about it. That's makeup. That's visual effects. And on a $500,000 budget, you're going to make a 2-hour and 20-minute horror movie sequel. Good. I just am proud of the ambition.
Right. Exactly. Well, it sounds like everyone's got some options for this Halloween weekend, or they could just watch Hocus Pocus, I guess, a million times.
Absolutely. Maybe throw the sequel in there once or twice for repetition's sake, or for diversity's sake, I guess.
Exactly. So. All right. Nick Johnston, Vinyland.com. You can read his stuff there, and he joins us every week. So we'll talk to you next week. Have a happy Halloween weekend, Nick.
You too, Kevin. Stay safe.